Good evening, everyone. It is the 13th of July, evening of. I'm preparing this for the 14th in the morning, Thursday morning. You know, when I was growing up, unlike a lot of people, my mom and dad never had a television. And all the time they lived, they never owned a television. A little boy came over one time, I guess maybe like a preteen, and he was trying to sell cable services. And he talked to my dad and said, "Would you like to buy this cable service?" And my dad says, "Well, sonny, there's only one problem." The little boy said, "What's that?" My dad says, I don't have a TV. The little black boy said, "What you talking about?" My dad says, "No, I don't own one of those things." And my dad could tell he thought he was lying. He said, come on in. Look all around my house and see if you can find a television. And the little boy went from room to room and said, I can't believe it. Well, so after I got married, I got one of those televisions. There's a reason why they call a television a boob tube. You ever thought about that? And it didn't take long after I got married to get hooked on television. And I could tell you all the different programs I watched. From Leave It to Beaver to the Beverly Hillbillies to Andy Griffith Show to Mary Tyler Moore to Sanford and Son to Hogan's Heroes, Star Trek, seemed pretty innocent. There's a lot of laughs, but I got to thinking about how much time I spent watching that television, and it was a lot of hours. And it wasn't long till that television pretty much controlled my life. And when I wasn't working, I'd come home and sit down and watch the television. Not very spiritually edifying. You know? And then it got more and more risque on the television. And a lot of it was just in the name of comedy, but they were portraying a message on that television to capture the minds and the hearts of everyone that watched it. And now they're doing the same thing with YouTube. How much time people watch YouTube and all the other videos that are put on these other social platforms. So that's why after I really saw how damaging this was, we got rid of the television, but now we have the laptops. Some people ask me, why do you spend so much time putting all these different messages and devotionals on? To counter all the other garbage out there. That's part of it. To counter all the other garbage out there. I may not get very many people watching my videos, you know. I'm on about 19 platforms, and today I think I got, out of 19 platforms, I think I got just over 600 views. But that's 600 people that got to watch something rather than garbage. Now, you might think my videos are garbage. But I think that we need to have a little bit of spiritual food once in a while, don't you think? I think so. Well, I'm going to spend the rest of the time tonight reading some of these poems out of this Poems for Edification book. If you'd like to have a copy of this poem book, I'd be happy to send it to you free of charge PDF. Just send me an email. Go to LarryWPhillips.com, all lowercase, LarryWPhillips.com. Go to the contact section and say, send me your poem book. I might send you some more of my books. Many today will give you their word of things they're going to do, but many times you find out that what they said is just not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because Christ cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words you spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance we can know so. Born and conceived in sin. We are all born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for the sin is the eternal contract. Between the Father and the Son, the work Christ did do, dying on the cross, the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying there for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for, and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I can now joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Well, the last one I want to read is called The Faith of Christ. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by His eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. The everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that He would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith and belief and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.